This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect on October the 15th. Cesar Espinosa, the executive director of the Houston immigrant advocacy group FEAL, says he's concerned that immigrant parents and children will avoid public health programs.
Here in the city of Houston, I felt it in the sense that there's been clinics and different entities that have reached out to us in order to try to get messaging out to our folks that they should still seek medical assistance, they should still seek go to the clinics and things like that to get help, because at the end of the day, this could lead to a public health crisis if undocumented folks don't get the services that they need.
The rule does not impact humanitarian-based immigration programs for refugees and contains exemptions for victims of trafficking and domestic violence. All departing flights from Hong Kong's international airport have been canceled for a second straight day Tuesday after pro-democracy demonstrators once again took over the facility's main terminal. The decision by the airport authority came just minutes after it suspended all passenger check-in services after protesters blocked passengers from entering their departure gates and advised the general public not to come to the airport. Some angry travelers anxious to leave Hong Kong got into heated arguments with protesters as Tuesday's demonstrations escalated. A man with a history of mental illness is in custody on charges of killing one woman and injuring another in a knife-wielding rampage in downtown Sydney today. Police in Australia's largest city say the 21-year-old man unsuccessfully tried to stab other pedestrians as he ran through the central business district during the lunchtime hours. This is VOA News. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week, with more Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-controlled Rosatom Nuclear Corporation says the explosion occurred while the engineers were testing a nuclear isotope power source for a rocket engine. The victims were positioned on a sea platform for the tests and were thrown into the sea by the blast. Local authorities in a nearby city reported a brief spike in radiation levels after the explosion, but said they didn't think it posed any health hazards. The tragedy has raised questions about a possible secretive weapons program there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Questions are being raised about how corrections workers were watching Jeffrey Epstein before his suicide. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
A person in the know about the federal jail in New York where Jeffrey Epstein killed himself says one of the two people guarding him wasn't a regular correctional officer. The person spoke on condition of anonymity. The shortage of trained guards has federal prisons using support staff as fill-ins. A second person, also speaking on condition of anonymity, says investigators found rather than checking Epstein every 30 minutes, the guards were taking several hours between checks. Attorney General William Barr.
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning.
Barr says Epstein's death won't stop the criminal investigation of others who might have been involved in his alleged sex trafficking operation. I'm Tim McGuire.
Rescue operations continue in four Indian states where monsoon floods have killed nearly 200 people and forced more than 1 million from their homes. The southern state of Kerala has been the worst-hit region. The death toll there reached 76 on Monday. Two out of four experimental drugs being used to treat Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo have proven so effective that they'll be given to all patients. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
Scientists with the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases announced Monday that two potential drugs showed a survival rate of as much as 90% in a clinical trial. The two experimental drugs were developed with antibodies harvested from survivors of the Ebola infection. Authorities say they'll now offer the treatments to all patients in the DRC. The promising results come amid the second largest Ebola outbreak in history. At least 1,800 people have died since it began spreading in eastern Congo last August. From 2013 to 2016, more than 11,300 people were killed in West Africa in the world's largest ever Ebola outbreak. Officials said the trial's positive findings were encouraging, but not enough to stop the epidemic for good.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
V VOA1, the voice of America. VOA.